There were many key pieces in the Vikings' overtime win Sunday in Tampa Bay. The defense shutting down the Bucs to just 225 yards of offense. Blair Walsh's field goal to send it to overtime. Or rookie Anthony Barr's forced fumble and recovery for a touchdown to win the game. But an 8-year-old watching the game 1,500 miles away?
Coach Zimmer, he had a funny message about our bad luck running out, so we should have some good luck coming. I think that was some of our good luck right there.
Alex Lehlein is an inspiration to everyone he touches, and there's no doubt he left a lasting impact with the Minnesota Vikings.
Alex is actually registered with Hope Kids, and they have different events and things that the kids get to go do. And Alex was invited to go to the Vikings practice for one of the events, so I thought that it would be really fun for him to go do that since he likes to watch the games.
After visiting with his favorite football team and meeting the players and coaches, Alex and his mom did what any young kid should do.
Got a nice little card from Alex, who was out here last week. He said, "Dear Mr. Zimmer, thanks for letting me watch your practice last Saturday. It was fun. The players were nice to me and signed my Viking helmet. My grandpa said to expect good luck for you because you have used up all your bad luck already." So I appreciate Alex.
We talk about, they had some bad luck here with that game and with the prior events that they've gone through this year. And so I said, they got bad luck of course, Alex had considerable bad luck so far, and we say you can overcome this. And so we try to make, a simple connection.
With heartbreak losses and injury setbacks, Joe knew the Vikings' bad luck had to end in 2014. And with his grandson's help, Alex made sure Coach Zimmer and the team knew the times were changing. A little luck and a change of fortune is what Alex is hoping for as well.
He has Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and it's a rare genetic disease. It deteriorates all the muscles progressively. It affects the heart and the lungs. So eventually he'll lose his ability to do pretty much everything. The lifespan's about 25 years. But we're still hoping that they will find the cure, and they have a lot of things that are in the pipelines right now, so we're just hoping that they can hurry up with a cure or some sort of treatment that will slow it down before it gets too far advanced.
But just like the football team he watches every Sunday, Alex doesn't let bad luck stop him as he faces every new challenge.
You know, the Vikings, they had a lot of things go on where they lost a lot of their good players, but they managed to come up and win, and I think that I'm just hoping that I'll be the same for Alex.
Anything that will interrupt the day's drudgery, I suppose you might say, from our side, and some of the things that he has to go through constantly and that we have to deal with for him, this certainly is a great distraction.
He brought the Vikings good luck and helped bring a win on Sunday in Tampa. Now, a special 8-year-old from Anoka is hoping for more of those Sundays and more good luck being sent his way as he faces life's challenges. The Vikings had many factors in their win on Sunday, but one they won't forget is from a young, inspirational fan who's made a lasting impact.
I said last night, right, Alex, who has muscular dystrophy from Anoka, Minnesota, right?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for letting me watch your practice last Saturday. It was fun. The players were nice to me and signed my Viking helmet. My grandpa said to expect good luck for you because you have used up all your bad luck already. So, one ball for Alex. And one ball for his grandpa. All right, strike on three. 1, 2, 3.
Vikings!